All the World's a Stage by William Shakespeare. Read for LibriVox.org by TechSavvy. www.techsavvy.wordpress.com. All the World's a Stage. All the world's a stage, and all men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts. His acts being seven ages. At first, the infant, mewling and puking in the nurse's arms, then the whining schoolboy, with his satchel and shining morning face, creeping like snail, unwillingly to school, and then the lover, sighing like furnace, with a woeful ballad, made to his mistress' eyebrow, then a soldier, full of strange oaths and bearded like the pard, jealous in honour, sudden and quick in quarrel, seeking the bubble reputation, even in the cannon's mouth, and then the justice, in fair round belly, with good cape in line, with eyes severe and beard of formal cut, full of wise saws and modern instances, and so he plays his part, the sixth age shifts, into the lean and slippered pantaloon, with spectacles on nose and pouch on side, his youthful hose well saved, a world too wide, for his shrunk shank, and his big manly voice, turning again to a childish treble, pipes and whistles in his sound, last scene of all that ends this strange eventful history, is second childishness and mere oblivion. Sans teeth, sans eyes, sans taste, sans everything. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
The Burg, subtitled A Dream, by Herman Melville. Read for LibriVox.org by Jeff Chestnut. I saw a ship of material build, her standards set, her brave apparel on, directed as by madness mere, against a solid iceberg steer, nor budget, though the infatuate ship went down. The impact made huge ice cubes fall, sullen in tons that crashed the deck. But that one avalanche was all, no other movement, save the foundering wreck. Along the spurs of ridges pale, not any slenderest shaft and frail, a prism over glass-green gorges lone, toppled, or lace or traceries fine, nor pendant drops in grot or mine, were jarred when the stunned ship went down, nor soul the gulls in cloud that wheeled, circling one snow-flanked peak afar, but nearer foul the floes that skimmed, and crystal beaches felt no jar. No thrill transmitted stirred the lock of jackstraw nettle ice at base, towers endermined by waves, the block, a tilt impending, kept their place. Seals dozing sleek on slittery ledges slipped never when by loftier edges, through the inertia overthrown, the impetuous ship in bafflement went down. Hard berg, methought, so cold, so vast, with mortal damps self-overcast, exhaling still thy dankish breath, adrift dissolving, bound for death. Though lumpish thou a lumbering one, a lumbering lubberd loitering slow, impingers rue thee ad go slow, sounding thy precipice below, nor stir the slimy slug that sprawls along thy dead indifference of walls. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
Distant Time by Rabindranath Tagore. Read for LibriVox.org by TechSavvy. www.techsavvy.wordpress.com. Distant Time. I know not from what distant time thou art ever coming nearer to meet me. Thy sun and stars can never keep thee hidden from me for aye. In many a morning and eve thy footsteps have been
Sample complete. Ready to continue?